Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by AnaBots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near human sales and support team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. You can start with as little as 50 cents a, I'm sorry. You can start with as little as 50 cents a day. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Tiffany Kellogg. Tiffany entered the entrepreneurial world in 2003 and since then has enjoyed being able to help her clients make money, save time, and have fun. Since then, Tiffany has spent her time traveling across the globe, helping thousands of entrepreneurs create amazing businesses and have spectacular lives through keynote presentations, workshops, online programs, and more. Whether sharing her expertise with her Southern accent on referral marketing, networking, or maximizing your time, Tiffany will knock the socks off the audience with her fun and entertaining presentations while leaving them with e-Tiffanies, which is epiphanies from Tiffany, to help create results in their world. So, Tiffany, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thank you so much, Anna. I'm super excited to be here today.
I'm so glad you're here. So, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Yeah, so it's amazing the ease that AI is making things. I'm finding one project that I'm working on currently is taking a transcript of a program that I've done. So it's called 13 Months a Year, How to Have More Time. I've got all 13 modules that I've done on Zoom for audiences. I'm taking those transcripts, loading them up along with my other books that I've written, and being like, help me shape this book. I'm sorry, help me take this, transcripts and shape into a book in my style, in my way. And here's the thing, y'all, I love to write. I'm not gonna write. That's not the intention. It's just like, help me get there. And so I think that in the speaking world, in that industry, you're gonna find a lot of it just things that we would have done already. It just would have taken us much, much longer to do it. And so I think that the use of AI and being creative and taking the content that we have and repackaging it is going to be really powerful. And it gives us the opportunity to share and do even more.
Yes, it makes us, I would say, superhumans because it augments us, you know. I have noticed that it has helped me learn faster. Like I have this obsession with learning. Like you can't even understand. Like, but it has allowed me to learn faster and more, to learn more and faster, and.
What learn and like developing a skill or getting facts? Like, how are you using it to help you learn faster? I'm dying to know.
Well, for instance, there's a platform that we use, our CRM. And when we started using the CRM, I did not know how to do anything. And it has a big help center, which I'm happy to go to, but I would just go to ChatGPT, which I let me tell you, ChatGPT and me have a relationship now. We talk every day, and ChatGPT knows my name, knows my kid's name, and it even wishes me luck whenever I go on speaking opportunities or stuff like that.
Nice.
Anyways, for me to start learning about this CRM, or for me to start learning about anything, like back in the day, you would go to YouTube or
Yeah.
Google things, and it would take a long time. And it would take a long time to also watch those videos and follow them. But now I
And
do
you
go
know what I
to YouTube.
always notice about those videos?
What?
What they have on their screen is not what my screen looks like.
Yes. Oh my
Right?
gosh. Thank you for that. I thought it was the only one.
My screen doesn't look like this.
Yeah, I was like, world, do you hate me? Yeah, exactly. So, yes. So now I watch the video on YouTube, yes, but like at 2x. And then I put the transcript and I go, ChatGPT, here's a transcript. Please make an SOP for me about this. Or if I don't do that with the videos, I'm just like, hey, do you know this platform that I'm trying to learn? And ChatGPT, yes. And I'm like, all right, so I'm trying to do this. How do I do this? Another thing, I build websites and I like to put some code in it because, you know, to personalize them. And instead of me Googling something and figuring it out, something that took me 5 days to figure out, or maybe a whole day to figure out, I would just go then, ChatGPT, I need to use this kind of code. Please help me to structure it for this kind of thing. And ChatGPT is like, here you go. So that's how it has allowed me to learn more faster.
Yes, I concur. I didn't even think about it from that perspective because I'm the same way. I no longer Google, how do I do this? I no longer go to YouTube. I go to ChatGPT. I am on a daily basis relationship with ChatGPT as well. And then when it's like, these are your steps, and I'm like, step four, I don't have this button. Do-do-do-do-do. And then it comes back with an alternative. And so to me, it's much more interactive. Sometimes it's even better than the human help that you get. Not always, but sometimes.
It's a great teacher. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious though, you mentioned that you use it to help it structure your books.
Yes.
So give me some tactical advice on it for whenever I want to write a book.
Yeah, so what I've written books several different ways. Like I've taken and sat down and just wrote the book. I've written sections and placed them together. With this book, it's the first time I think that I've had the program that I do live prior to having the book. Oftentimes I'll write the book and then that's what the program comes from. And so it's already my 13 weeks. And so I'm going in and I'm loading it up and I'm saying, please give me an outline, break this down. I'm saying, hey, check online for famous quotes that speak about these topics. What are some tried and true, like the parables and the fables and all of those that would apply? And so I'm using it as a structuring. I'm using it as a research assistant. I'm also using it I don't have to try and put all of this down. I often, when I have a thought and I want to do a mind dump, I will grab my phone, open my ChatGPT, and dictate it. And then I can just cut and paste, even if I don't have it edited, because then I didn't have to write it down. So I'm able to give it notes and give it feedback on the fly with that.
Yes, exactly. Something that I learned a couple months ago, we had some presentation on stage and wanted to put some headlines from the past. And I asked ChatGPT, hey, give me some headlines for people who were afraid of cars or internet or stuff like that, you know? And ChatGPT came with amazing headlines that were super funny. And then when I tried to look them up on Google, because I wanted some pictures to put them on my presentation, I couldn't find anything. So then I went, ChatGPT. Exactly. I was like, ChatGPT, I can't find them online. What's up? And ChatGPT, well, I made them up. So I learned to ask it whenever I'm doing research to ask, please verify that this is actual information that is real. Please do not make anything up.
I was looking for something. I don't remember the discussion I was having, but I'm like, I know there's got to be psychology texts and articles and studies that support whatever the point that I was making. So I went to AI and asked the question first. And then I said, please cite the articles, including links to the website, only from, you know, professional reputable journals. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, yes. And let's go click on it and make sure it's real. And because AI is certainly not perfect.
Exactly. It's not perfect. I have had also to ask it, please verify that this link is accessible and real.
Yes.
And yes, because again, it's not perfect, but it's here to, as you mentioned earlier, augment our powers and make us better.
Yes. You know, there's some things that I'm a big proponent of not doing everything yourself and having a VA or a personal assistant or something, especially solopreneurs. I'm like, you need some help in different departments at least. And I think AI is going to take over some of the things, not everything. However, it's going to be able to give us the opportunity to focus on what we love to do and enjoy doing by having, whether it's going to the AI or whether having the bots that are built for you to do it, it just makes life easier.
Yes. And I think that what you said is important. Like, yes, if you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, get a VA and arm your VA with AI tools so that it's like, I mean, I use it and it helps me. But the people who help me and that use AI tools, oh my gosh, super team.
I'm currently working on a project and I'm going to be using AI to help create the artwork for it. I'm going to use AI. I'm using it to help me compile this list that I've been doing for 2 months. And I'm just kind of using it in all of the ways that I can think of. So for this project, we're coming up with like a deck of cards. It's called Get When You Feel or Get Stop Feeling Like Crap, except the S word. I don't know what grading your audience is. How to feel better at least for a few minutes. And so we're super excited about it. And I'm like, AI is going to do so much of this. Whereas if it was 2 years ago, 5 years ago, it would have been all of the work that I was doing or outsourcing. And I probably wouldn't do it because AI is going to make it like a breeze. Because I'm also going to use AI to research, how do I do this? What does Amazon need to make this happen? And just do all that legwork for me. And so I love AI. It doesn't replace people. But nor did the cotton gin or the printing press. You know, we had these technology changes and somehow we've survived.
I mean, jobs evolved. Yes. It's not going to take your job. Your job is going to evolve. I mean, it's going to take your job if you don't update, but it's going to evolve for us to do higher level tasks. Yes. And hopefully to work less and enjoy
That's
less.
That's my goal.
Yeah. Also, humans are expensive.
yes. And I would much like, I have my VA who I'm moving into a project manager role instead of doing the task. And so she's going to be corresponding with AI and my, you know, kind of outsourced people. And so it puts you in a position to like, how do I do the things that I love to do? Why should I have to be doing all this other stuff if I can have a bot do it, if I can get ChatGPT do it, and then let me pay people for the things that can't do. And it takes it all off, or more of it off my plate, so that I can have that more money, more time, more fun, which I'm all about.
Oh, well said. Yes, I'm all about to that. So Tiffany, tell us about who you serve and how can people reach out to you?
Yeah, so my goal is working with entrepreneurs to help them, as I just mentioned, have more money, more time, more fun. And our community is called the More Abundant Entrepreneurs. And I find that sometimes we just need that community, especially if you're a solopreneur. And sometimes if you're, you know, even a bigger business, one of my clients is a general contractor. And he's got 45 employees. However, he still feels lonely at the top. And so it's a community for business owners and entrepreneurs. We get together every Tuesday. And if you go to moreabundantentrepreneurs.com/events, you can see our calendar. Come on out. The first 3 Tuesdays of the month, it is free. So you are welcome to join us. And then the nice thing about having my name spelled the way it is last time I checked, I am the only at Tiffany Kellogg, TiffaniKellogg, that is out there. And so while I never was able to find all the cute things when I was growing up with my name on them, now I don't have to worry about other Tiffany Kelloggs, at least not yet.
Great. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks for our guest, Tiffany Kellogg, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does at TiffanyKellogg.com or looking for her on socials, Tiffany Kellogg. And that's it, right?
That's it.
That's it. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be the tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.